Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a question that might come up in the minds of certain people. And that question is this. We have certain traditions in which the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has advised people not to take up certain professions. For example, there's a hadith in which the Prophet has said, do not allow your children to become people who sell the burial shrouds for dead people. Do not allow your children to become the person who sells gold. Do not allow your children to become butchers, or allow them to become people who sell wheat, and do not allow your children to become people who sell slave owners and people who sell slaves. A question might arise here regarding this tradition. At least some of these professions today are professions that we are in need of. Every society has to have a butcher. There has to be somebody who cuts the meat and sells the meat to people. If there wasn't a butcher in society, right, what would happen? How would we get the meat? Who would we get the meat from? And we need meat in order, you know, this is a good part of our diet or whatever. Also, there has to be a person who makes and sells the burial shrouds of people. This is another necessary profession in society. Why would the Prophet reprimand those people who take up these professions? Or why would he advise us not to allow our children to take up these professions? We can answer and analyze this question in a number of different ways. First of all, as the person has mentioned in this question itself, every profession which is an integral and necessary part of society and which is necessary for the functioning of society is in fact obligatory upon people to take that up. And in fact, doing something so that you can be of service to people in society is something obligatory. It could be obligatory, and if it's not obligatory, it could even be something recommended. So this is something, there's no doubt in it. The question then arises, why would the Prophet scold such a person who takes up such a profession, or why would he advise us not to take up such a profession? If we examine the totality and the totality of this tradition, we can come up with an answer to this question. In this tradition, we see that a person comes to the Prophet and asks the Prophet about what he should, allow his children to become, or what should he push his child to become. So the Prophet mentions these professions. In one case, the Prophet refers to uses a word called sabah. This person asks the Prophet, what does this mean? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is the person who sells the burial shroud to people. Then the Prophet mentions why he doesn't want somebody to take up this profession. He says because such a person, he always is hoping that people will die. He's always hoping that people will die so that his business can thrive. Right, so this indicates that the reprehensibility of this profession is not something essential to it. Rather, it's because this person is wishing for the death of the Muslims. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reprehensibility of certain professions. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.